If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Let's check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. Let's talk about vaccines. And a number of our listeners either emailed or texted us a question about the Pfizer COVID vaccine, wondering which is the one you recommend.
Okay, so the Pfizer BioNTech or Comirnaty vaccine has been FDA approved. It is available to ship to pharmacies, but the restrictions being made right now on its use are much more stringent than they have been in the past. And right now, the only vaccine for the younger crowd is the Moderna vaccines, which are actually two different ones right now. They have, and again, those have been FDA approved and are ready to ship to those states that are going to allow it. So you have the two vaccines from Moderna are the Spikevax made with the same technology as before. And then their new one is called mNEXSpike, where they only give you the two most critical portions of the spike to really home in on those, on the receptor binding domain and the N-terminal domain, which are the ones that are most important. So the idea is to give you even stronger, very focused neutralizing immunity, and their clinical trials prove that, in fact, it does work that way. So that's kind of good. And then the Novavax vaccine has also been approved, and all of these will be available. They can be shipped right now, but most of them will be shipped sometime in September, except for the problem that we're having legally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. CVS won't give COVID vaccines in 16 states, even to people who meet the newly restricted criteria from the FDA. So it's a complicated situation, isn't it?
It's really complicated, and it has to do, Bob, with the U.S. Constitution, which grants states the right for policing orders, including for these types of things, these health issues, right? So each state has their own rules. There are three states right now that won't give it to anybody, Massachusetts, Nevada, or New Mexico, until the ACIP says that it, that they recommend it. And then the rest of those states won't give it without a prescription. And that, of course, includes me here in Florida. So that's going to make physicians unduly and other healthcare providers authorized to prescribe vaccines unduly busy. It's going to cause all kinds of excess problems for people who desperately need these vaccines because they're immunocompromised. These are people who the vaccine is authorized for already are going to have a really hard time getting it. And it's not just CVS. A number of pharmacies are following those guidelines as well because it's state law and they have to follow state law.
After a summer of travel and a lot of folks just on the road here recently, cases are up. And since most people have had COVID at least once, how much faith should we put in herd immunity or natural immunity now?
That's such an important question. Well, the problem is, and especially for these Omicron variants, is that the natural immunity does not last. And so really, counting on natural immunity is like depending on, you see a check engine light on your car and you think you might make it to where you're going, but you might not, right? It's not very soon. They lose the immunity, drops very rapidly. And because there are fewer people that are going to get vaccinated, herd immunity is going to go down. So, and this becomes really bad, especially for vulnerable people, children that weren't even born when the outbreak was big. And then they get exposed. And this is why the American Academy of Pediatrics is very strongly recommending that children 6 months to 23 years definitely get the vaccine. And yet that's not being put into the official HHS recommendations. So it's really dangerous. These people are at high risk and they're not going to be able to get much protection from any natural immunity you might have had to the previous version of COVID that your body saw.
And for people who don't get vaccinated, they don't want to or they can't, there are alternatives that we hear about treating COVID. Is there good science behind any of those?
So we talk about the existing treatments for COVID, the antivirals that you and I have talked about many times. But there's also some recent work on an antihistamine. This antihistamine called azelitinine, which is a nasal spray, which does seem to cut infection rates in about two-thirds of the people that they studied. And it was a good study, but they only had healthy people. And so, before grandma trades in her vaccine card for a nasal spritz, you got to consider that these studies weren't done for her. And it's not going to be anywhere near as effective as a vaccine. So it's better than nothing, but it's not the solution.
Yeah. How do you keep up with all of this? For us, it's really difficult. You know more than the rest of us, but it must be difficult for you as well.
Well, you know what, Bob? All my patients asking questions, and then you asking me more questions, force me to keep up.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you do. It helps us. Dr. Eileen Marty, thank you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.